Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on News Radio WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Back on the show and glad to welcome in Jim Hargrove from the West Main Mission. And Jim has brought a friend with him this morning, and you have a little pep in your step here now lately, I noticed.
I know I've said this about every time that I've been here the last few times, but I am on my way out the door to retirement real soon, hopefully by the end of the year is my plan. And I just wanted to come today and introduce Patrick Morgan, the new executive director at West Main Mission, and encourage all of our folks to come by and meet him and get to know him. He's a fine young man, and he's going to do a fantastic job for us. He's been working with us a couple of years now in another capacity, and he's ready to move up and take over the helm.
Ready to take it over. Is that right, Patrick? Are you ready
for
this challenge?
I'm ready.
Of course, Jim, this is something that you've done for how long?
Going on 27 years now.
27 years, and it's been around for just 30?
Yeah, 37.
37.
The mission's been there since 1978. October 78 is when it first opened its doors.
Wow.
And we're still going strong, you know, each and every day.
Patrick, that kind of tells you not only the history of the West Main Mission, and I'm sure you know its importance, but also the heart that goes into it.
Oh, yes, sir. We serve the community in many aspects, and we take our job seriously. There's a lot of people in need, and they come to our doors, and we help them in all the capacity that we can.
Yeah. What led you to make the decision to take over as the executive director of the West Main Mission?
Well, back in 2013, I started out as a volunteer, and then I moved into a clerical position, and from there I went into the assistant director position. And an opening came up, and I asked Jim, and he thought that I was ready, so I stepped into the position of being the executive director.
I guess you have been, being the assistant, you've been able to see some of the challenges that are there with running an organization like the West Main Mission, and all the success stories that go along with it, too. So it's a big challenge, a big job, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the success stories that really get me. We see a lot of people come in, and families and individuals, and everybody has a unique story. And you have to have a lot of heart to work there. And the people that come in, they're just normal, everyday people, and some of them are having some troubles or issues. And we do what we can to help them. Sometimes they just need some clothing or some food, and sometimes they even just need a little bit of talking. Someone wants to talk to us, and you know, we'll take time, and they're appreciative of that. And once when you work the front desk up there, you get to know people, and they'll come in and they'll ask for you and ask, you know, how have you been, or you know, what's your day has been like. And it's like a little goodwill you invest in people.
Mm-hmm. Give us kind of a snapshot of a day in the life at the West Main Mission. I mean, what types of things are you doing and dealing with there from day in and day out?
Well, we have a daily lunch program that we try to feed about 50 lunches to the public every day, and sometimes that goes a lot higher. But we'll open up the doors, and people come in and they'll sign up, and if they're not registered, we'll register them, and we'll provide a lunch. And then we also have a program where they can come in and shop for clothing and small household items. And it really gets to you when you see a family that's in need. And we've had individuals show up with children that weren't really well-dressed for the current weather, and especially like when it's cold. And there's always a need for coats and hats and gloves, and the little ones will be cold. And I've actually had some small children come up to me and ask me if they could have something to eat, and it just breaks your heart. You know, they're really hungry, and the parents are trying to do the best they can. And we do what we can. We also provide fruits and vegetables and pastries and breads and stuff, and we have an emergency food box program. And when the individuals come in, we just kind of assess their need and talk with them, see what we can do to help them.
Your clientele comes from where? Just all over Murfreesboro?
Well, we service Rutherford and Cannon counties, and there is a population of homeless people here in Murfreesboro area that we help, but there is a lot of people that are just, for whatever reason, financially can't provide for themselves with food, and we try to help them as well. We have, besides the daily lunch program, we have the clothing and household program. We also have coming up that we're in the middle of right now, our Christmas from the Heart program, and it's been really successful in the years to come.
Well, I guess I can see why. He's got the day in the life down pat there, Jim.
Yeah, and beginning to get the gift of gab.
So yeah.
he's doing well. We do want to emphasize our Christmas from the Heart program. We've probably got about 10 to 12 days left on our registration. So for families out there that are going to need help with Christmas, they need to bring in their child's birth certificates as soon as they can, so we can be sure to get them registered on the program.
Now, when you talk about helping them for Christmas, what does that entail?
Well, we register the kids by making a copy of their birth certificate, and we give out their first name, last initial, and their birth dates and age and sex. And employees of Nissan take those names and shop for them specifically, and then they bring the gifts back to us, and we'll hand out the gifts this year on December 21st for all the kids that come in and get registered. And we're approaching about 300 kids at this point that we have registered already. So,
oh, wow.
It will probably be 400 or more by the time we finish up.
Now, what is the deadline or the cutoff for registration?
Let's see. Today's Thursday.
Today's the 5th.
Yeah, I'm going to say 2 weeks from tomorrow will be the cutoff.
So that's the 20th
yeah,
of November.
Yeah, the 20th of November. Okay. Yeah, that'll be about right.
So November 20th. And how long have you all done the Christmas from the Heart?
Well, we've been doing it ever since the mission has been in existence. This will be the 27th year that Nissan has supplied the majority of the gifts for us.
We've
had a long-standing relationship with Nissan employees. They're absolutely fantastic and wonderful in the gifts that they buy. It just amazes me every year the extent that they go to be sure that these kids have a very, very good Christmas.
In terms of qualification for the Christmas in the Heart program, what are those qualifications?
Well, basically, we follow the national guidelines for poverty. Of course, a big number of them are already registered with us on a regular basis to get clothing and household items and food items and meals. So we get all of those kids. And then there for other people that may be new to the community or new to needing help. We just, get their basic information, number in the family, the income of the family, and try to assess their basic needs, and then we go from there.
So you kind of know the majority of their clients.
Yes.
Within the program now,
right,
already.
A big majority of them we already know.
Mm-hmm. Jim Hargrove is with us, and Patrick Morgan. Patrick will be taking over soon as the executive director of the West Main Mission, and I guess, Jim, you're going to stay on in some capacity, are you not?
I will remain on the board, yes, and try to give any, encouragement and advice that I can as they may need it.
It's good to have somebody who's had 27, almost 30 years of experience there on the board, isn't it, Patrick?
Oh, yes. He's a wealth of knowledge, and he will be asked questions from time to time. I have some big shoes to fill.
You got him on speed dial on your cell phone.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
That's okay. The mission has been a part of the United Way since 1981. So I've had a lot of good years, close relationship with United Way as well. It's been great.
And, without those dollars from the United Way, I'm sure it would be very hard for you to continue.
We would not be able to exist if it wasn't for the support that we get from United Way. That's just such a great, benefit to us and to the community as a whole.
Patrick, what... I'm sure you have some ideas on ways to continue and be as efficient as possible and things of that nature. I mean, but the more things change in terms of leadership, I guess the more they stay the same. You're going to continue to, promote the mission of the West Main Mission.
Yes, sir, through the United Way and through the community as well. And we are starting up our new website, and we have just started this past year with Facebook and other social media aspects. So we're stepping into the modern times,
trying to get the word out. And
yes,
and,
sir.
If someone would like to help volunteer, I mean, do you have those capabilities at the West Main Mission?
We do. We just ask that if someone would like to volunteer, that they be over the age of 18. And there's many different things that people do in helping. We receive donations, and we're always in need of people helping us get the donations in and sorting through the donations and then putting clothing and different household items out. When we're preparing our meals, we need volunteers to help with preparing meals and putting together the meal trays and actually handing them out. And also an aspect of working the front desk and I guess just generally keeping the place clean. And from a standpoint of if someone comes in and they have a need, you know, just kind of talking with them too.
Well, give me the information on how, if someone would like to help, if they would like to help out with the Christmas from the Heart or need assistance from that, how can they get in touch with you, Patrick, over at the West Main Mission?
Well, they could call me. I can be reached at 615-893-8912, or I can be reached by email at westmainmission@bellsouth.net.
Very good. Jim, it's been a pleasure. I hope you'll come back.
Yes, I sure will.
Don't be a stranger now.
All right.
You've always got a place at that microphone.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Jim Hargrove joining us, and Patrick Morgan from the West Main Mission, and that's going to do it for our show today.